I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 15th. Ellen Patterson O'Donnell was eliminated from the running for Quincy School Committee during yesterday's preliminary election. Tina Cahill, Emily Lebo, Courtney Perdios, Liberty Schaff, Doug Guttrow, and Liz Speakman will now face each other on November 2nd. The top three vote-getters will win four-year terms. A second-grade student from the Clifford Marshall Elementary School and her mother were struck by a car on their way to the bus stop in Quincy yesterday morning. Police say the accident happened at Washington and Elm Streets. As the victims were in a crosswalk, both were treated for minor injuries at local hospitals. The driver said solar glare caused the crash. There were no citations. It would cost an additional $20 million to build the new Quincy Police Station. Mayor Thomas Koch says increased construction costs caused by the pandemic are pushing the cost of the new public safety headquarters higher. The city council has approved $120 million for the new complex. And Koch says they're working on ways to trim costs without impacting the quality of the project. It's day two of four for the Children's Hospital Bloodmobile in Quincy today. The Bloodmobile will be at the Kennedy Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tomorrow, the Bloodmobile is at the Parks Department from 10 to 4, and then Friday at the Terrell Room from 8:30 to 2:30. The blood drives are being held in honor of young cancer patients Quinn, the mighty Quinn Waters, and Super Ellie Nyland. You can go to halfpints.childrenshospital.org to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 15th.